Oh, Adam Pengelly, good morning, mate.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie.
Big announcement happening today regarding Racing New South Wales and the ATC and the champion mare Winks.
Yeah, it'll be happening at Royal Randwick a bit later this morning, TK. I think it's been forecast pretty well for the last month or so that Racing New South Wales and the ATC have been working on a project to construct a new public grandstand on the Legend Lawns, sort of adjacent to the QE stand there. And I don't think it'll be any great surprise that Winks will be honoured in some way, shape or form when they make that announcement a little bit later this morning. So Winks' owners, I believe, are going to be there on course this morning at Randwick. I think Peter Volandis and Matt McGrath from the ATC will both be there as well. So we'll wait and see what that official announcement is. But we know the club and Racing New South Wales have been working for some time now to try and put in place some measures to honour Winks and her outstanding racetrack career, and that will be sort of formalised a little bit later this morning.
Yeah, Jace McDonald's made a terrific return to riding, and he's on the verge of a good milestone.
Yeah, this has sort of crept up on us a little bit, hasn't it, Laurie? He's only needs one more winner tomorrow at Warwick Farm to chalk up 100 Metropolitan winners for the season, which is quite a remarkable effort considering that this is James' first full season back in the saddle after his disqualification, which has been well publicised in the last couple of years. And the fact that he still rides fairly consistently in other jurisdictions in terms of Victoria and Queensland when they have their major carnivals, to be on the brink of 100 winners with what is it, still 2.5 months of the season to go is an amazing achievement. He's just head and shoulders above everyone else in Sydney at the moment. Obviously, Hugh Bowman is in second, but Hughie's taken that extended riding break. So James has got the premiership well and truly sewn up. I don't know what he's going to do for the rest of the season. Now, I'd say he continue riding in Sydney throughout the midweeks and head up to Queensland on a weekly basis for their winter carnival. After that, he's probably going to head to Ascot, I'd say, for a little bit of experience over there and ride throughout the Royal Ascot Carnival. But just to put this in perspective, Darren Beedman is the last jockey in Sydney to ride more than 100 wins in a season. That was 12 years ago. So to be able to get to this mark with so much time left in the season just shows how much James has been on top of his game lately.
No doubt about that. Highly sought after as well. And we see news this morning that Viridine and also Trekking, Godolphin couldn't organise a plane for them to get to Adelaide. So I imagine they continue their campaigns now up in Brisbane.
Yeah, I'd say Trekking's probably the ideal horse, TK, you'd think, for the Stradbroke handicap. I think Godolphin have already come out and said that Osborne Bulls probably won't head that way at this stage. He'll be sort of sent for a little bit of a break. And given the fact that he's a 5-time Group 1 place getter this campaign, even though he hasn't won one, if he was to contest Stradbroke, he'd still get a fair bit of weight. And the way that Trekking is going at the moment, you'd think that he's going to be right in the mix for the Stradbroke. Viridine has obviously turned his form around to becoming a gelding, so there could be some nice races for him up there in Queensland. I don't know if the Kingsford Smith Cup is a race they're looking at, or maybe the Stradbroke.
Yeah,
James is always strong and good old friend when it comes to his Queensland Winter Carnival.
Now, what's Arcademus' next race? Is Doomben Cup? Is that right? Or is going to miss the Doomben Cup?
Definitely thinking about the Doomben Cup, backing him up this weekend. After he won that members handicap at Doomben on the weekend, beating Tom Melbourne pretty comfortably. Now, he's a fascinating horse for me, given he's come so far this campaign. Brendan Michael's done an enormous job with him. He's 5 from 6 this campaign. His only sort of failure, if you want to call it that, was the provincial championship final when he sort of missed the kick and got stuck back in the ruck and never really had a crack at them. So for him to take on his first Group 1 this weekend, Gwendol will make a decision a little bit later in the week, would be a massive achievement. And the more I think about it, the more the race just stacks up perfectly for him. I would have thought that Doom is a sort of a tight turning track. He's a free rolling horse who gets on speed. And the way he's going at the moment, he's going to take some running down if he contests that race. I know it's a huge jump in grade, but I think the stars might be aligning for him to run very well and Doom a couple if he gets that way.
I think he's just one of those horses that we probably completely underestimate all the time. And maybe if it was with a more high profile trainer, maybe those odds would be definitely shorter, but $5, you've got Youngstar $5 for the Doomben Cup, you've got $8 Arcademus. At those odds, the way the horses are currently going, you'd have to take the $8 Arcademus.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there, TK, given that Youngstar is probably still in the earlier stages of her preparation, and the way that Arcademus is going is up and running, and Corey Brown has got such an affinity with him, he just rates him so well when he lets him roll along in the lead. I think he can take some power of catching if he does contest that race on the weekend, and as you mentioned, at that price, I'd probably be leaning towards Arcademus at this stage.
Yeah, just at that price. And obviously Youngstar was the big boom horse this time last year.
I'll be following that all this preparation,
TK. Yeah, look, don't worry. She's a gun. Just at those odds, Arcademus may be a little bit underestimated. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, boys. We'll speak tomorrow.